Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi everyone, this is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes, so for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in 4 dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay. We're back. After the longest week of our lives.
Literally.
We've returned.
God, sorry we missed last week. We had a guest need to reschedule, and then I skipped town. It was just like not feasible to get an episode out. So sometimes we do have to live our lives.
We do be living.
We do be living.
You went to D.C. for a little trip.
I did go to D.C. Yeah, nice. It was a nice like little...
Our nation's capital.
Long trip. Yeah, I guess like shout out to America. It was really nice to, like I said to you before, I was like stomping around in the early January, and it was just one of those afternoons. Like it was a long, weird weekend, and I was just like surrounded by horns and everything. And I was finally like, I got to get the fuck out of New York. And I'm saying this like I didn't like just go to Milan, but you know, Milan was a little different because I was alone and like I was sort of, you know, my fucking phone didn't work. It wasn't like, it was great, but it wasn't exactly like the relaxing vibe I would have liked. So it was just, I mean, not that like Washington, D.C. is like...
Wait, your phone didn't work?
No, I fucking paid for like international service and I still didn't have it. And not that I didn't need, like I said, need me like...
Do you
fucking
have Verizon?
Shooting off texts. Yeah, but like I needed a map, fine. You know?
Verizon sucks.
Anyway, D.C. was great. Shout out to the Morrow. They put us up for like 5 days. It was very,
oh,
very
cool.
Nice. Yeah, this is like this new hotel. It was really
Was that
lovely.
Like a hookup from?
Yes.
I know. I need that in my life.
I know. Right. Yeah. I mean, whatever. I never have to pay for hotels again. He never has to pay for skincare. It all works out.
There's no dating app for that. I guess that's technically Raya.
See, that's
I refuse to pay for Raya.
Dude.
I refuse. It's like corny. $20 a month, which I think is a bit much. Just to meet male influencers? No, thank you.
Yeah, yo.
That's what Instagram is for.
They should be paying you.
Right?
They could sponsor the show.
Oh my God, that would be really funny if we had like...
Hey guys, do you want to meet shitty dudes?
Are you sick of dating uggos?
Well,
date someone hot and terrible.
Yeah, now you can date a rich uggo.
True, also true.
Yeah.
I was on it for like a month a couple years ago when it was not $20 a month. And there were like no famous people on there. And I was like, this is not as advertised.
Yeah.
There was one guy who was a DJ that I knew. I was like, not another DJ. Can't be dating DJs this late in life.
No, exactly.
Unless they're like Calvin Harris.
I need to sleep.
Then I'll date Calvin Harris.
Let me not.
Wait, is he hot?
Yes.
That's what
He's
I thought.
Very hot.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Speaking of influencers.
Oh, no.
Last week, I went to...
Oh, yeah. Tell me about this.
...event at the fucking Met.
At the Met. That was crazy.
Yeah.
How much money do they fucking have?
I was thinking that the whole time.
That is bananas. And also, no one talks about Sawasu.
No.
Ever.
Well, I think that's why they're trying to do stuff.
Literally everyone... Yeah. Like all the girls were there and I was in DC. Yeah. But like
I was thinking like how much more fun it would have been if you were there because it like low key sucked. But it's just like I wasn't okay. So I was like kind of excited to go. I had a date and then he like bailed last minute, which was fine because he was up all night trying to like confirm the Hearst Union, and I was like, okay, fine. You're like fighting for democracy. I get it. Mm-hmm. I get there. It started at like 9. It's all in the Upper East fucking side. I left my house at 9, so I got there at like 9:45. There's like a little bit of a line outside, and I was kind of confused because there's like a bunch of little clusters of people. I don't know where to go. And then I see these two girls get out of a car, and they're like dressed. So I was like, okay, these girls are probably definitely going to this thing. So I got in line behind them, and then I was like, hey, you guys are also going to the Sawasu event, right? Yeah, and they're like, yeah. And we were like kind of chatting. At a certain point, I was like, maybe we should go talk to someone just to make sure like we're standing in the right place. And then one of the girls looks over to the line parallel to us. And it was like people in street clothes. Mm-hmm. And I can't even give her the benefit of the doubt that it was irony or a joke, because I'm like, we just met. But she was like, yeah, why are we standing here behind these peasants?
Oh, no.
I was like, wow, that just flew right out of your mouth. Good gravy.
Yeah.
And then I didn't know what to say. So I was like, I think they're called civilians. I didn't know what to say. I was like, okay.
Wait, so it wasn't a dinner, right? It was just a...
No, there was a dinner that I was not invited to. So I was also like, cool, good to know that I'm second tier invite.
I hate when they do that.
Great. And like all the beauty girls who were the editors were invited to the dinner. So I was like, okay, I see. Mm-hmm. What's up? All I wanted to do was meet Rosé from Blackpink because she was hosting the event.
That. And who was DJing?
Anderson .Paak.
I mean,
yeah, he was great. He was DJing. He was playing all the hits from my high school dance era, mm-hmm. which was pretty funny to be listening to Nelly's Hot in Here, yeah. like at the Met.
At the Met.
In like, the Egyptian room with that big temple.
Yeah.
And it was clear when I got there, I was like, oh, this is an influencer event.
Totally.
It was just like all models and influencers. And I was like, well, I feel like a fucking potato. So.
I mean, girls, you were there.
Yeah. And then I like saw a couple of people I knew in beauty. So I was like, oh, hey. And it was like kind of hanging out with them all night. And then they were clearly on a mission to like, take photos everywhere. Mm. And I was like, oh, so one of those.
That's funny.
And now that's all we're going to do.
Yeah.
And I was like kind of underdressed because I don't have like fancy clothes. Mm. So I was like, I don't want to be in any of these photos.
Yeah.
Even though this is like such a cool thing to go to the Met at night for a private party.
That looked sick.
Yeah.
I was watching on my phone from DC. Yeah. Like, get it.
Yeah. But yeah, I missed Rosé. I think she did her obligation as our brand ambassador and then just fucking dipped.
Yeah. The story just kept getting so much crazier. I was like, yeah. I have so many questions.
Yeah. But it's really cool. It's probably the only time in my life that I will go to a party at the Met at night. So I was like, cool.
We'll get invited to the Met Gala this year.
Yeah. I was like, this is our Met Gala. Kind of.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Speaking of getting dressed up and shit, I'm going to Cipriani this week with Marc Jacobs for the center dinner.
Oh, yeah. Again. Didn't you go to that last year, too?
Yeah. But like, I have an especially crazy week at work, meaning like my actual job. And I'm just like, girl, how am I going to pull this off? I have to like leave work at 5, which is low-key early, scoot home, get into like some nice clothes, throw on some makeup, and then like call a car. I don't know. Like last year I got down there way too early. I walk in. It was one of those things where like everyone knows each other and I don't know anyone. Mm-hmm. And then like the crowds part and who the fuck do I see but Evan Ross Katz. And so we're chatting for a minute. Then like we get our photo taken. And I'm like, can we just sit down and get this thing going? Yeah. Anyway, so that's happening
that's
again.
That's fun though.
It's fun, but it's not the Met. But I'm very grateful to be going. Thankful, Martin.
A gala. Gala?
I don't know.
It's like data and data. Yeah, I turned down a lot of events just because I gotta finish this freaking book, man.
Yeah.
My deadline is in like a week, and I'm like, I have 5 chapters left to edit.
I don't want to stress you out, but like, didn't you have 2 rounds of edits to go?
Yeah. Well, this is the first round.
Okay.
And then there will be another round.
Oh, so this deadline's just for first round.
Yeah.
Got it.
They bracket it contractually of when things are due. Mm-hmm. So... Even in my head, I'm just like, whatever, if it's like 2 days late, even though they're like, do not do that.
Oof.
Fine, then you're going to get something that's probably not as good as it could be.
Yeah, I guess you can't do
that. But I guess
that.
There is another layer of edits, so it's not like the end all be all. But man, the worst thing about it is having not read my drafts since like August or September when I submitted them, I'm rereading them and being like, what the fuck is... going on here?
I just feel like,
who is this person?
I just feel like that's the nature of writing.
It is. You know? But after several months later, I'm like, Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Also, because I have a different editor than my original one, and I had some preliminary edits from my original editor, I'm like, oh, you two think this is a totally different book. And that's why none of these edits line up.
Oh.
So I'm like, Ooh. That's fun.
Okay. It'll be fine.
It'll be.
You're a great writer. Your Substack fucking slaps. Sign up for Sable's Substack and pay. No, but it's very, very good and it's very thought-provoking.
Yes. I'm provoking those thoughts.
Also, I'm cutting this open. I'm doing my taxes this week, finally. Ugh.
Oh my God. I did my taxes this week. I have made no money last year. What? But that's the thing. I was like, I have never felt this in my lifestyle. Like, I'm still living comfortably.
You live like a queen.
Yeah, I get a treat every day.
That's wild.
Anyway, taxes.
Tax time with Smelly Later.
Why must we in America do our own taxes? Which they make purposefully confusing.
I like that there's that meme going around that's like, this was actually last year, but it's like, the government. You owe us money. Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. How much? You have to figure it out. And if you don't, you go to jail. Yeah.
It's true, though. Going to jail.
Okay. We're cutting about 40 minutes of the show out.
Okay. Tynan, what do you smell like today?
So I have been really excited about this collection. I saw it on someone's story and I was mad that I didn't know about it and hadn't been pitched it yet. So I immediately had an axe to grind and then I got the pitch email. So I was like, okay, fine. There is a new collection of fragrances available at Target.
Oh.
And they look really nice. And so I called a bunch in. I really like when there is like a line of fragrances, you know, that feels elevated and luxury available at a place like Target, because everyone should have access to beautiful things. And remember like 2 years ago that brand Mix Bar that mm-hmm. came out that I really liked?
Yeah, you were into that.
They fucking slap.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is sort of like the second coming. I think Mix Bar is still available. I don't know.
I thought you said they were being discontinued.
I probably did say that, and yeah. I don't know that that was true because I just saw them online. Anyway, this line is called Finery, F-I-N-E apostrophe R-Y. It's a mix of fine fragrances and perfumery. The name sucks.
Yeah,
the
I was name like, wait, sucks. Finery?
But the names of the fragrances are pretty cool. They have one called Magnetic Candy that I think is a great name. Mm-hmm. They have one called, I think, Before the Rainbow or some shit. Anyway, I am wearing Sweet on the Outside. And they describe it as hypnotic and delicious veil of smoky vanilla. And it's Madagascar, vanilla, cacao wood, smoky vetiver. It's really nice. It's like a, it's exactly what they yeah. sell it in as. It's a smoky vanilla. They Ooh. Wear really nicely. They sent me 4 fragrances, 2 fine fragrances, 2 body splashes, but they're all really beautiful. They're really fun. Not to compare it to Mix Bar, but I think I like Mix Bar better.
Okay.
And I think that they wear better, but half of the collection I felt where it was just like dupery afoot. Mm. Like there was a Tom Ford Tobacco Vanille dupe. There was, you know, you get the picture. But
I feel like everyone's doing dupes now.
Well, it wasn't dupe culture quite yet, but the yeah. ones that were original were really stunning. These all feel, of the ones I've tried, far more original, mm-hmm. but I don't think the wear is as good. So it is sort of a balancing act. But the wear is good. Mm-hmm. It's just not like, it doesn't have the throw of some other fragrances. But it's one of those ones where you take your shirt off or you have someone close to you and you can definitely still smell it and experience a scent. What?
Nothing. I was just like, that's nice.
Yeah, so I was just like, I got my hands on this and I was like, don't fuck this up. Please be affordable and lovely.
Please be affordable and lovely.
And it is. And it is. So I really like it. And
wait, spell the name again.
F-I-N-E apostrophe R-Y.
Okay. Yeah, that is awful.
Finery. I hate it. But I like the fragrances. And the fragrance names are pretty cool too. Though. So yeah. There are like 37, which is sort of up there, I feel like.
Yeah,
whereas Mixed Bar was like 20.
For 2 ounces.
Yeah.
Also, I never see a 2 ounce bottle.
I know. That in Carilla glue. don't ask. Oh, I lied. I'm sorry. They're $27.99, which is still, you know, that's fine. Yeah. They
gotta live up to the finery.
Right. They have quite a bit of scents. I wanna say 8. There might be 10.
Wow.
But yeah, I'm really excited about these. I think they're pretty and lovely, and I am excited for our listeners to try them if they do. And they also have a discovery set of, I think, 5 fragrances. But yeah, finery's great.
Okay.
And I'm excited for the second coming of affordability in Target. Sable, what do you smell like today?
Okay. I smell like one of the new Alloria scents.
Say that.
Gentle Shower. Mm-hmm. They just launched 4 new scents. The collection is called The Forgotten Words. And they're based on kind of like, I don't want to say ancient, but basically of another time, like anachronistic words from Korean culture that have to do with these very specific sentiments and circumstances, I suppose. I also think it's interesting that they worked with Linda Song, mm-hmm. who is one of the very few Korean perfumers. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say the only, but like maybe.
One of.
Yeah, like maybe. I mean, like in who works at like Givaudan.
Yeah.
So I'm wearing Gentle Shower, and Gentle Shower is the olfactive impression of the Korean word, I'm going to butcher this, jambi, which means an unexpected rain that allows the harvesters to have a moment of rest. And it's a very green, dewy scent. The hero note that they call it is perilla leaf, which I think is the same thing as sesame leaf. It's like if you've ever eaten like Korean food. It's like the leaf that you put the rice in with like the other little goodies and then mm-hmm. you wrap it up. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like one of my favorite things to eat. It's just like rice in a leaf with like kimchi. Ooh. And then like the gochujang, the sweet chili paste sauce. Yes. So fucking good.
Shout out to kimchi.
Dude, for real. Although I had some last night in an empty stomach and I was like, that was unwise. Oh. My parents have a perilla leaf garden in their backyard.
Oh, sick.
So like every now and again when they just like, because they grow like weeds, they grow like crazy. My mom will just like give me a Ziploc bag full of leaves and I'm like, hey, hey, hey. But they call it perilla leaf, bergamot, ginger, petitgrain, clary sage, orris. Look at me calling out the notes. Wow.
Yeah.
Rosewater, rose, oak moss, vetiver, labdanum, resinoid. I still do not know what labdanum smells like, even though it's in so many things we love.
Isn't it like
it's like a flower.
Like an amber. Oh, I thought it was like an amber vibe.
No, it's a flower. Not me not knowing things.
It's a resin.
Wait, what?
But it comes from... No, I think we're both right, because it like comes from a shrub that flowers. So
okay.
Like...
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a plant.
Yeah.
Anyway, the whole thing smells very like zesty, spicy... but very green and like rain or like people love the word petrichor. It's got petrichor vibes for sure, but it's almost like a little bit more electric. It's like a neon petrichor, if you can imagine that.
To me, on you, yeah. It smells very, I don't want to say aquatic because that takes me to sport, but it smells like a rain fragrance.
It's pretty aquatic. Yeah, I will say
it's really pretty.
And like going through the other three fragrances in the collection.
Yeah, can we do this?
Yeah.
So, Aloria was kind enough to bring us into their office a few weeks ago to, like, I don't know, preview the collection.
Yeah, little desk side.
Yeah, the day it dropped. Sable and I really love the first collection, mm-hmm. and it's sort of been, like, a mainstay of our, like, fragrance experience, whatever. But the second one is just such a great, like, sophomore offering.
It's so cool.
It's so
because cool. I was wondering, I'm like, after their first concept was so strong, I was like, where are you going to take this after that?
Where do you take it? Yeah. Because I think our question was, are you going to keep expanding on the elements? Because mm-hmm. there are more. Or
yeah, like, how many elements are there?
Do you pivot? And I love that each scent is based off of a word that is not used anymore, mm-hmm. and then has a note, a sort of a hero note that is native to Korea.
Yeah.
Sticking really close to their concept. And I just, like, love each scent and each concept in this collection. Do you want to read the names?
Yeah. Okay, so there's Be By My Side.
Slay!
Obviously, that's Titan's favorite. I knew it.
Yeah.
There's Hazy Blue. Mm-hmm. That's like actually my second favorite one. And Inflorescence, other than the Gentle Shower one, which is the one I just explained.
So Hazy Blue is sort of named for that hour after Golden Hour.
Yeah.
That's called like Magic Hour, the Blue Hour.
Mm-hmm.
Hazy Blue, Be By My Side is exactly what it sounds like. That was the last one that they showed us, and I like kept staring at it. I was like, just gonna be good to that one.
I knew from the title, I was like, Tynan.
Yep.
That's a Tynan one.
And it's so, I mean, name aside, honestly, it is to me the one. It's so beautiful. It's just like this radiant amber.
That's also like a gorgeous scent.
Oh, yeah. It's so, but like they're all so fucking good.
They're all really good. And like, you know, we're canonically not into florals, but even the Inflorescence one,
beautiful,
which is the one they consider their floral, is just so interesting because it's not, I think because it features notes that we don't typically see in a lot of fragrances, let alone floral ones, it just makes it that much more multifaceted and interesting and unique.
Yeah. And I think that they said, I don't want to misquote them, but they said that, keep me honest here, that their first collection was sort of more not that each fragrance was based around one note, but each fragrance was a little bit more streamlined. And then this, I don't want to say more complex because that's not fair, but there's a little bit more, there's like a blend, there's like a spicy floral, there's
sure.
an amber, like, you know, it's like they sort of
it's like they're kind of combining more fragrance categories.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I really love this. Mm-hmm. And
they're all really good.
They're all really, really fantastic. I love that the brand is like doing what they're doing.
They're opening a store soon.
I don't know if we could say that.
Wait, we're not?
I don't think we could say
been
that.
They're posting it.
Wait, they
posted on their Instagram.
Oh, they did post it.
I mean, they didn't say we're opening a store, but they're like coming soon and it's like a construction site. So,
okay. So, yeah, they're opening a store. They're
opening a store in Soho soon.
And if we can't say that, no, we didn't. We saw the renders. It looks sick.
Dude, it looks so sick. Also, there should just be like more perfume stores, I think.
There should be more perfume stores from people like Aloria.
Yeah. There should be more stores you can smell intentionally.
Yes. So we're very excited.
Yeah. We're so pumped for that. Yee. And they also have a discovery kit that they give you a voucher for the cost of the kit that can go towards a full size, which is pretty sweet.
Yeah. It's really, really great.
Yeah.
Are you contoured?
Am I contoured? A little bit.
It looks good.
I'm wearing that like hourglass light diffusing palette. Mm. And it always looks like you're not picking up a lot on the brush.
Yes.
So I like went through like three sweeps and then I was like, oh.
Yeah. Sculpt.
Oh, it's on. Yeah. Shit.
Have you tried the new Kosas SPF?
I like it.
I do too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really cute. Mm-hmm. And I like how the bottle is kind of like a puff paint.
A pebble. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it feels like you're not getting a lot, but you are. They just crammed it in there.
Yeah.
It's a little too glowy for me personally, but I think it's very good.
I've only worn it like once or twice.
I've been wearing it for like 2 weeks. It's good.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have like literally 8 different sunscreens to choose from, but I'm always just like, anytime there's a new sunscreen, I'm like, oh, I need that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, you can never have too much.
Well, they do expire. I feel like every year I email my link at Supergoop and I'm like, once again, I'm asking you for...
Starface keeps me pretty linked with theirs.
Oh, nice. But... Yeah. Oh, I'll have to try theirs because you love it.
Oh, you haven't?
It's a clear one, right?
Yeah, it's just as good as the Supergoop Unseen, but it's half the price. You get more and it's less irritating.
Got it. The Supergoop Unseen doesn't irritate my eyes.
Oh my
but
God.
The glow screen has started irritating my eyes.
It's so funny because Supergoop Unseen irritates the shit out of my eyes, but glow screen doesn't.
Whoa.
But like, opposite. I don't like that all over glow.
I know you don't. Yeah.
But I have been wearing it more though.
Yeah.
Just like here.
That's what I'll do. I'll layer it like as a highlighter on top of the matte. It's funny.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, together, this is $64 in sunscreen.
I feel like there's been... God, I feel like I haven't seen you in like fucking month.
I
and
know.
That's not
I'm
true.
Like, I have
but
so
like,
much to catch up on and like not all of it is appropriate for this podcast.
As if we've ever censored
ourselves. Like so much has happened in my life that I cannot tell the public. Like I'm very excited and stoked and stressed out.
Oh.
Well, it's like everything's just happening at once.
Yes.
You know? And okay, as you can see, I have a cold sore and I never get cold sores.
You literally cannot see that.
Okay, good. It's like on its way out. But the only time I get a cold sore is when I'm like really stressed out or if I get sick and I'm not sick. So, okay, that's my body's signal to be like, chill out.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking, I was like, wow, sometimes getting the things you actually want is like really stressful.
Oh my God, what are you talking about? Okay. We have to end the show now. I'm sorry, we have to
gossip. You know, when, like, I was thinking of those memes where it's like, People would take celebrity tweets from like years ago and be like, oh my God, Halsey manifested dating Evan Peters. She tweeted how much she loves him in like 2011 and now they're dating. I mean, not saying that I have that, but also I was just like in the spirit of that.
Okay.
It's like, whoa, that was eerily accurate.
Oh no. Okay, we have to race through this show so we can gossip.
Yeah.
No, I feel like there have been other fragrance things that have happened. Kayali has done a pistachio.
Dude, yeah. Wait, I haven't smelled it, but you've smelled it.
Mm-hmm. I have it. It's funny.
Okay.
It's actually very funny. So I'm going to say that Dia Sandarga pistachio is you.
Yes.
Kayali pistachio is me.
That totally tracks. Absolutely.
And the thing about them both, and it's odd because both brands create pretty loud fragrances. I've never wanted for a scent with either of them.
Yeah.
For some reason, they both, I want a little more. I don't want more like complexity. I just want more throat.
I see what you mean.
You know what I mean?
I will say the pistachio, as much as I love it, it does kind of like fade.
Yeah.
I think it's just the nature of the scent makeup.
Sure. Because I texted you a month ago. I was like, okay, I'll say it. Like, I love pistachio from Dia Sandarga, but like, I want it for longer. And you're like, yeah, same. So sort of same with Kayali, but it's really beautiful. When you read the notes, you're going to be like, oh, this is going to be so sweet. And it is, but it
reads like a dessert.
It's not crazy sweet. It's warmer than it is sweet. It's got, I don't have it in front of me. I'm not going to look it up, but it's got pistachio, rum, I think whipped cream, hazelnut. Yeah. So it's very that. Okay. And it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of it's much more like, it is a linear scent. There's not a lot of like growth.
Yeah.
It just sort of is what it is. And yeah, it's sweet, it's nutty, it's like got that booziness to it. It's really great. If you are curious about it, I would say definitely go get it. I do not think you will be disappointed. I'm really happy.
Do they
with
do
that.
10 mls? They should.
If they don't, they will. I think they do minis. But yes, I think they do.
I think the minis are 10 mls.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they changed the look. Now they're like the long kind of ones.
Yeah. Right. They're not just like the mini bottles.
I like the mini bottles.
I do too.
Yeah.
So Kayali Pistachio is fantastic. Mm-hmm. Just wish they would turn up the volume a little bit, which surprises me because like
I think that's also an intense.
They love loud scents.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, I feel like there's one more. I've been getting a lot of like indie ? Perfumes lately because I'm like interested in that, but I'm also sort of like,
what even is indie anymore?
I don't know.
People still think Lolapa was indie.
I know, right? So to me, indie is like one step down from DS and Durga, but not an Etsy fragrance. Like, I want
like,
their...
I feel like, DS and Durga is on the same level to me as a Le Labo, as a Byredo, but they're actually independently owned, whereas the other two are owned by those big beauty conglomerates.
Exactly. Yeah.
Ooh, Aesop just released a new scent.
I don't give a fuck.
Gloam.
Gloam. Stop using Gloam.
Stop using Gloam.
God. Gucci and Aesop.
Oh, that's right. Gucci has a Gloaming.
Yeah,
but I went to their little breakfast event and they had a full script of like the whole story behind it.
Sick.
And the funny part is I'm like, it smells nice, but I was like, oh, this smells like every other Aesop fragrance.
Right. Aesop just got bought by L'Oreal for like $2.5 billion.
Yeah. $2.5 billion.
Goodbye, bitch.
That's crazy. I also didn't realize that they were previously owned by Natura.
I did not know that either.
Which is, I believe, one of the biggest beauty conglomerates in the world. Mm-hmm. Because Brazil has like the hugest fragrance consumer market.
Mm-hmm.
Also didn't realize that.
Yeah. It's funny because this year I want to like not focus more on indies, but like I'm so sick of talking about like the same bitches you always talk about. You know what I mean? But like it's I've been finding that like as much as I want to like, and I do want to like experience more of the smaller brands and you know, sort of platform them and everything. There is a little bit of like unruliness to them. You know what I mean? Like I do wish sometimes that you could like reel them in just a bit, like ooh, like it's a little, the fragrances seem to be like a little rackety, not across the board, but like,
what do you mean rackety?
Just not as balanced maybe as I'd like, or like,
oh, I thought you meant like rackety, like it's a racket.
I kind of do.
Okay. Yeah.
just like, you know, I really have been really enjoying Universal Flowering.
So, oh, but I have like, to order, yeah.
I'm talking about like a brand their size, and I'm not saying like their rackets, but like brands are, I'm sort of like, ooh, the idea here was good, but it feels a little, not amateur, but like.
Too much spaghetti at the wall.
As RuPaul says, edit. yeah, but I am having a great time. There's one brand that I recently got sent a bunch of shit from, and I'm looking forward to going through them.
Yeah, there's, I mean, there's just like so many fragrance brands, and I feel like it's the skincareification of fragrance, where I feel like every other year, a new category of beauty is just the highlight.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, last year into this year, it's fragrance. So now everyone and their mother is launching a fragrance brand. Everybody thinks they're doing something really novel and unique. And part of me is like, everybody has a rose, everybody has an aroli, everybody has the basics, or like a sandalwood. Mm-hmm. Like, cool. Yeah. And it's not that they're not lovely scents, but there's a part of me that's like, does no one talk to one another? Yeah. Like, what?
Yeah, I struggle with that too, because like at the end of the day a brand is a brand and they can all burn in hell, you know what I mean? But yeah,
but like fragrance is, because it's such an anomaly in beauty, uh-huh. It's purely expressive and purely experiential.
So why would you do the same shit
why
as everyone
would you
else?
Do the same shit as everybody else is
it's
what I'm
like
wondering.
That brand that will remain unnamed, but like why would you put out 8 fragrances that are lovely, but they were lovely the first time?
Yeah.
Why would you replicate, you know?
That's the thing. They all kind of start to smell the same, and there's just like not that much, there's really nothing unique out there. But then when I think about most people who aren't us, who experience fragrance, and like, well, it's unique to somebody.
Yeah.
It's unique to them. Unless you're a fragrance head, you're not seeking out all this stuff. So then it becomes the same thing about beauty, which is just like the sheer overwhelm of having too many options.
I'm getting, I don't even know how I want to say this, but like, I'm getting a little burnt out on fragrance, not fragrance itself, but like sort of like
the industry,
the editorial and the industry and the TikTok and like all of it. It's just like,
I don't get the fragrance content, TBH.
No, I don't either. And that's why I never post about fragrance, because I think it's boring. I'm sorry.
I think it's visually boring.
I don't think fragrance is boring itself, but I think fragrance content is so boring.
I agree.
And like, no, I don't know. Like, agree. A lot of people follow me because of this podcast. I'm very grateful. And like, if they want to hear about it, like, I guess I'd post about it. But like, I want to post stupid shit that I want to post. I don't want to, you know, I don't know.
I also feel like fragrance has become the new vehicle for people. It's like, I keep saying this convention, the meification of beauty, where it's just like, you're that, this is a scent that when you're that girl, like these are the scents you wear.
Exactly.
Like, I forget who is it. I think it was Funmi Monet who had this, where she's like, fragrances that will get you bent like a lawn chair.
Funmi is so funny. She can do whatever the hell she wants.
Funmi is funny, which is why I'm like, okay.
And it's original to her.
It's original to her. Yeah. That's what I like about it. But like very few people are doing that.
Yeah. Like I do think fragrance content is boring, but the ones with like actual perspective or personality, like Fumi Nonne, is fantastic, but it's just few and far.
Yeah. Like she takes the conventions and then like makes it her own, which is cool. But like no one else really does that. So it just becomes like, fragrances when you want to smell expensive.
Yeah. And you know, every time I open Google on my phone to like look some dumb shit up, you know, you get served something and I get a lot of fragrance stuff because of all the shit I'm always Googling. But I'm just like,
they're always the same fragrances too.
Like this. The two fragrances that I literally open my phone and this is what I get. The two fragrances that had everyone on TikTok in a chokehold, now available, is Rollerball. It's like,
you're talking about the Glossier Rollerball.
No, I'm talking about Missing Person, which can also die.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm like, I guess, and I'm not saying this. I'm not saying fucking anything. I gotta cut this out. But like, I'm not saying this out of any type of jealousy or like ill will, because like there's enough room for everyone. But there were so many years of like us getting told fragrances got no clicks. So like we couldn't write what we wanted, except what I wrote for you and like Faith Shu and Hallie Gould. Thank you. But now it's like, oh, so we're all doing this.
No, I knew that would happen. I knew that there would come a time when fragrance would be, would have its shine.
But it's like no one has to have a perspective. They just have to have SEO.
That's the thing.
That's the thing.
Nobody does beauty thoughtfully.
And it's like, if you were all telling me like what you thought or how it made you feel, then that would be great. But like, don't tell me it just dropped and it's available at Sephora. Yeah. But then it's like, people have to pay the bills. I get, you have to get your clicks, fine. But it's like, God,
this is
fragrance
like,
is inherently personal. Where are you in this?
Exactly. That's my thing with beauty journalism these days, and why I find it really difficult to pitch things or write things, because I'm like, the fuck is the point of this? I'm having a very nihilistic view on beauty.
No,
I also mean, like writing a book about it too. I'm just like, I don't want to think about this anymore than I contractually am obligated to.
I mean, it's all I fucking think about, to be honest. But
yeah,
I don't know.
I mean, like, okay, maybe I mentioned this on a previous episode. Like, I said yes to doing this like big branded project, with a big beauty brand, and my former employer, and it's like luxury beauty because you're worth it. In my head, I'm just like, what do those two have to do with one another? Like, really? That to me is like the low-hanging fruit, is because you're worth it, which I'm pretty sure is the tagline of L'Oreal. Yeah. But when you really think about it, I'm like, so?
What do you mean? What do you mean, though?
Just to purport buy this luxury beauty product because you're worth it.
Exactly.
I'm like, what do you mean, though?
To report like a luxury,
just be like,
anything.
Buy this luxury beauty product because it's nice and you like it.
Yeah.
I think that's a better argument rather than because, like, why are we tying our self-worth to products?
That's exactly what I was trying to say. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Especially expensive ones. But of course, if you're going to tie it to anything, it might as well be an expensive product. But still, like, I'm just like disassociating as I'm like participating in this, and I'm like,
Well, for the check you're getting, I'd say anything, to be honest.
Exactly. I know. I like didn't want to do it, and I talked to everyone I know in beauty, and they were just like, don't be an idiot.
I didn't want to say anything. I was just like, you and I are two different girls, Sable, and then you took it, and I was like, okay, good.
Well, I also like made no money last year, so I was like, I gotta fucking do something, man.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, far be it for me to judge anyone about how they feel about beauty or anything, but like, beauty is inherently emotional.
Oh yeah,
it's like it's
and
like
personal.
I don't judge you about how you feel. I judge you for like not feeling anything. You know what I mean? Or like,
Or taking your feelings out in a weird way that's none of my business. Yeah, but yeah, beauty is inherently personal. That's where it hits. That's where it's most impactful. And just the websites are not doing it. And I don't know if it's because they're just like discouraged from like corporate, which is very, very likely, or they just like don't have any imagination, or more than likely everyone's just so fucking burnt out they just like can't think there.
It's just truly all commerce at this point.
It's truly all commerce. Yeah, everything is commerce.
And again, I don't fault anyone for making their numbers and cashing a check, but I'm also like,
or buying beauty products. Fucking love beauty products.
Yeah,
think I look like this without them? You kidding me? Underneath this shell is an old crone.
Have you tried the Safe Foundation?
No, they always fucking skip me, their PR. But I really love their tinted moisturizer. So part of me is like, why would, if it's not Baroque, don't fix it.
Oh no, it's good.
Really? Does it have sunscreen in it?
Good, no.
No, see, I don't sunscreen. I also never wear foundation anymore.
I never wear foundation either, but this is on some shit.
Maybe I'll call it in.
Yeah, do it.
Anyway, we had an idea for an
what
episode.
What are we at? Should we just
we're at like 45. Anyway.
I kind of want to keep going on like what we were talking about, but I also like don't know what our point is.
do we need a point? I don't know. It's our podcast.
I also like don't want to just like criticize, which we're not.
I know. But it's like, okay, if this is what we're seeing in beauty, like what is the proposed solution? And that's always where I start to lose the plot. It's like the same thing when I think about beauty for the male gaze. What is the solution? And beauty for the capitalist gaze, which is at this point kind of the same thing. And how does it tie into fragrance then? How do we solve?
I think I liked what you just said about the capitalist gaze, but yeah. What do you mean by that?
Okay, so I was reading this, little me, reading up on some bell hooks, and she was talking about...
Who?
That. She's talking about what she calls the white supremacist patriarchal capitalist. I'm butchering this. But basically, these are the groups of dominion that rule how we live our lives.
Yeah.
Like white supremacy, patriarchy, capitalism. The male gaze is there. It's a prerequisite. It's like we all have it. It's all internalized. There's no way we cannot internalize it because it's just so intrinsic to our culture and society. But now, from the perspective of women, we're trying to usurp the male gaze by self-optimization via capitalism. So it's like everything about beauty has a capitalist lens of how it can optimize yourself.
But when you say optimize, what do you mean?
To improve your looks.
Sure.
For social and economic gain.
Okay.
Pretty privilege is a thing. Mm-hmm. Attractive people get ahead in life and they live easier lives and they get promotions and they get paid more, all that stuff. So beauty is now a tool of capitalism.
Okay.
And how did we get on this topic? But that's been my main gripe with beauty journalism is all of this ties to capitalism. But how do we ostensibly reclaim beauty as personal expression?
Mm. Exactly.
And connection.
Yeah.
And that's why we love fragrance, is because fragrance is always or smell. There's so much just connection in it.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I mean, this is the lens through which we both see the world, basically. Yeah. Sorry that sounds so trite, but it's also true. And yeah, I guess like I look around at beauty journalism right now and because the beauty industry is so prolific right now, mm-hmm. and there's just an onslaught of product every day, and it's easier than ever to put a product out if you've got money.
Yeah.
And they do. And because there's so much, you know, so much of it needs to be covered, and I just feel like the only angle anymore is newness. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. so it's all just shifted to commerce, even if it's not. Like, it reviews, I mean, there's no essays really, unless it's a feature.
No.
Which is usually about a celebrity who just launched a beauty brand, you know? And I'm just... like, I love a roundup of new shit or the best shit.
I do too. Whatever. Like, they're very useful. I just wish they were done more thoughtfully.
Thoughtfully. And also, I wish there were other things. Yeah. I don't care about the things that launched in March. Like, that's not an angle. That's not good enough. Like, we all know what launched in March. Like, we have a phone. Like, mm-hmm. we're all, like, inundated with all this new shit.
It's also weird to just be like, all the new beauty products this month.
Yeah.
And, like, I did that at Allure. Like, I was responsible for that column every month. And it's literally, you just put shit in a gallery.
Well, and, like, the only purpose of that is to send to the publicist to then send to their client.
But those articles performed so well.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Who every month is like, gee, I wonder what's launching this month. Like, who thinks like that?
I mean, like, I just feel like the consumer is so inundated with everything anyway that it's like, do we not know?
Well, it's like because there's just so much overwhelm of abundance now. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, I didn't think I needed this mascara, but now do I?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people will DM me or like send me a post from a brand that just launched something and they're like, do I need this? Mm-hmm. And part of me is like, we don't know each other. Number one, we don't know each other. Number two, I cannot answer this for you.
Right. Right. I'll tell you how I feel about it on the best day. But yeah, like,
if I post a product and then you respond to that saying, yeah, but... that's a different story. It's not just like apropos of nothing.
Yeah.
People will DM us that about like fragrance a lot. They're like, have you smelled this? And I'm just like, yes or no. Well,
and
know.
Like with...
it's still just so subjective.
It's so subjective. And I feel like, and this is not unique to fragrance at all. I mean, it's beauty and other industries in general, but specifically with fragrance and how it's blown up on socials and TikTok in the last couple years, I just feel like it's not even about like the wearing and the experience. It's about the having and the buying and the newness. Like again, like driven by like the newness culture, and which is beginning to drive me crazy because it's like, it's just posting the new floor or sorry to drag them, but like the newer, I don't know. It's like, it's not even about how it smells or how it makes you feel. It's just about like, I got it. Like it's viral.
But blah, blah, do you think that that's just something inherent in the community that we're in because we follow so many beauty people?
I don't know, because if that was the case, why was Missing Persons so big for 2 years, you know?
Marketing.
And virality.
Well, that's the other thing too. I'm like, does anyone actually know what the fuck this is? Or is the marketing just relentless and the targeted ads very well calibrated?
I think it's like a mix of all of it, yeah. You know?
I kind of want to do like a Billy on the Street and be like, do you know this perfume?
Yeah,
literally. Do you know this perfume?
Netflix, what's up?
Yeah.
But again, yeah, it's like we've just like taken all of the emotion and connection out mm-hmm. of it. Like the reason that we do this is not the, I feel like it's almost not the reason. And like, that's probably not fair to say, because like, most people buy what, one fragrance a year, if that, and yeah. like then they have that and live their lives through it, yeah. and that's great, and like mm-hmm. they are creating.
But now that, people like, are collecting like fragrance.
Fuck wardrobes. Me, I know. Yeah. I've been like, we've both been asked about like fragrance wardrobes like yeah. 3 times in the last 2 months, and like,
they're like, signature scents are over, and I'm like, I think for some people they're still a thing, but like the reason people are doing signature scents are different now.
Because of
yeah, exactly
the culture of just having
yeah
and newness. I don't yes. know. I'm just like, I love people sharing what they love. Period on social and IRL, whatever. But it's like, when it's always the newest thing, I'm just like, I'm like, you don't like that. You just like showing that you have it. You know,
yeah.
I don't know. And I did that for a long time too. To be honest, like we have, you know, the
yeah
the connection to be able to get things pre-launch and whatever. Right. And there is like the sexiness, or there was, of being like, man, this comes out on Tuesday. Look at me. But it's like,
I think you also are way more keyed in with the beauty community than I am, because I never leave my house. But like. I'll ask people who aren't involved in beauty at all yeah. about their favorite smells or what scents they wear. And a lot of people are just like, I don't. Mm-hmm. Or they'll be like, oh, I've had this one bottle of Acqua di Gio for ages or mm-hmm. something like that. Mm-hmm. And recently someone at a party was like, oh, I wore my like fancy Le Labo from like a hotel because I knew you like smells. And I was like, oh, that's really sweet.
Oh, that's cute.
It's really cute. But then I was like, oh, you think Le Labo's fancy?
It is fancy. It is fancy.
I know. But I was just like, oh, and then I'm reminded of like my perception of beauty is so different
so
than everybody else's.
Do you get this a lot? People don't ask me about product anymore. Hmm. What's your favorite foundation? What is your favorite mascara? Yeah. They ask me about brand. And they,
oh, interesting.
The last 2 years, all I've gotten is like, what brands do you love? What brands? And it's like, none of them, bitch. Like, like, take a pitchfork to all yeah. of them. Like, you know, like what you like, of course. But it's not, I just feel like the cult of Glossier and, you know, all beauty brands are yeah. lifestyle brands.
I think because the marketing is so relentless.
The marketing.
That people are just like, yo, what's up with this brand? Like, I see them everywhere.
And the merch. And just sort of like, it's no... I just feel like people aren't like really picking and choosing anymore. Or maybe we're getting back to that. But for a minute, it was like sort of, and all brands want to create, of course, brand loyalty and build a collection, yada, yada. But it's like, no. Like, let's talk about what products we like, not who we're buying it from. Like, we're not beholden to any one thing.
Right.
I don't know.
I also think it's really nice sometimes when you talk to people who maybe you wouldn't assume would be into beauty, and then they know all the brands and they know all of the things, and oh, wouldn't have expected that.
Yeah.
They're like, cool.
No, like, I love meeting a girl at a party and just like, what mascara are you wearing? And she'll tell you, and like,
that's
like,
how
go down the rabbit hole.
This
like,
is her how whole I routine. Win over all of the barista girls.
Yes.
Also, they all have like, incredible eyeliner. So I'm just like, what's up? Mm-hmm. You know what's cool. And then we kind of look at each other like, you get it.
Yeah.
You get it. You know.
Yeah.
It's great.
That's so funny.
We're both in on the joke. I do feel like so many people are like, unfortunately, Rhodes is good, or like Rhode Beauty is good.
I was one of those
people. I know. But
and
like.
And it got me a job with the brand. So.
Wait, what?
I didn't tell you that.
Wait, what?
I'll tell you afterward.
Okay. We're going to circle back to that.
It's new. Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, Rhode also is good.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But I just think it's fun that everyone's like, yeah, actually, that's good. But it's people who are very critical of beauty or not in beauty, which I think is interesting because of like the Hailey Bieber of it all.
I was one of those people. And I think the reason why I was sort of like, here we fucking go, is because it was teased for so long.
Yeah.
And then the news came out that she was doing a brand. And then she actually started teasing it. And it felt like this 2-year rollout. And then it launched. And I was like, let's looks kind of good. Like, it's a tight collection. The componentry is good. It's affordable. Mm-hmm. And then, like, the products are good. They're simple. But, like, they're good. Whatever. And that's all it needs to be. I don't know.
That's all it needs to be.
I think, like...
Also, she could sell almost anything.
Exactly.
There you go. She'll probably come out with her fragrance. She'll come out with, like, body and then fragrance, I'm sure.
I would not be surprised.
Yeah.
It's just, like... And that's a whole, like, obviously...
I know, but
the celebrity
I feel
beauty
like
of it all is,
that,
like, a whole other rabbit hole.
That whole... I don't know what you call it, like beauty sensationalism or marketing frenzy is now coming for fragrance. And I'm like, okay. And then knowing what we know about how things are marketed, the copy's not getting any better.
No, no, that's so real.
And that's probably one of the reasons why in editorial fragrance was kind of just like, you know, the outcast, basically. Like, they were the underdog because it was, everyone's like, I don't really know how to write about this. So they would either regurgitate the press release, mm-hmm. or they would just mostly do that, honestly. But now that fragrance is a big thing and people are like assigning us fragrance stories, yep. and like covering it that way, people are still regurgitating the press releases.
Yep.
But just now more so. And I'm like, could we just like think for a minute?
And I think, you know, as much as I bitch about like everyone doing it now, I am happy that people have realized like, oh, I can write about fragrance. Like, this is great. Like, I want everyone to realize that
they're good at it.
But I don't want to hear about what's new. You know, I
people talk about it like what's new, though.
I want to hear about how you feel about it. Or even if it is what's new, I want to like give me something to go on here.
Yeah.
I don't know. Frankly, I'm also not reading other people's shit. So it's like,
it's rare that I read beauty content anymore, unless it's by people whose work that I like.
Yes. I read beauty stuff. I just try not to read fragrance stuff because I'm like, I already know too. Like, I don't care.
I feel like it very much so mirrors celebrity tabloid culture, mm-hmm. the way things are written about.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Go.
Because you know how they'll be like, Justin Bieber stepped out wearing this on a sunny day. And like, you know, they're literally just describing a photo and then like making projections or implications.
Yeah.
And now they're doing that with beauty.
Or even just like, you know, not Lady Gaga, she owns a brand, but like Lady Gaga steps out and eye-catching blue eyeliner.
Yeah. Like, yep. It's like the marriage of celebrity culture plus beauty.
Yes. Well, it's like, I don't have to click on that because there was the article. Yeah. Like, thank you.
Yeah. I clicked on something the other day that was, it was like, again, Hailey Bieber wears a barely there LBD. And it was just a selfie, like a mirror selfie she posted. I'm like, you're literally describing a woman's Instagram post. Like,
but I mean, I bet you that.
Yeah.
Drove
but clicks. It gets clicks. That's why we cover it, is because it gets clicks. So when everyone's like, why do you do this? I'm like, because you click on it.
Yeah.
You are doing this to us.
Exactly.
We are beholden to the clicks. This is journalism now.
I said something to someone who's in beauty who I really like. I was like, God, if I don't remember what it was, but it was something like that. Like, God, if can we stop writing about like XYZ? And she's like, I understand it's boring and it's lifeless, but it drives my clicks. Like that, that is what gets me paid. And I was like, oh, fuck me. Okay, fine.
But that's what people in media get. If you're not in media, it's probably just really annoying.
Yeah.
But again, for the record, you are doing this to yourselves.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, we have a scent podcast. We talk about scents, and a lot of the times talk about new scents.
Totally.
But I hope we do it in a... I feel like we do it in a more thoughtful way.
Well, we do, and it's like... and it's not that we do what we do perfectly, as people are okay with telling us, but, like, you know, it's not just about... Like, I always say, like, we're not a launch podcast. Like, that is... Newness is not enough. Like, we talk about what it is, but we also talk about, like, what it makes us feel, or, like, this or that. I don't know.
I feel like that comes out too with the way we get pitched.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we're just like, so and so has a fragrance brand. Yeah. Have them on your podcast. And I'm like, you got to give me some more than that, dude.
What else is there?
Like, what? And then I feel like there's these tiers of hashtaggy checking all the boxes of vaguely leftist progressivism where it's like, they're women owned. And I'm like, so? No offense, but so? Like, okay.
I recently got this pitch that was like, that was tailored to me about a jewelry brand, but that was like, hey, Tynan, in the same way that you can have a signature scent, you can have the signature jewelry. And I was like, okay, like an attempt was made. Like, that, I'll give you that.
Yes.
I will give you that.
Yes. An attempt was, I mean, they're not wrong.
No, they're
not wrong.
And like, thank you for taking the time to write a sentence. I appreciate you.
Yeah. But yeah, like you were saying before, just like the way that the newness is marketed or advertised, I'm like, I would love for someone just to be like, I'm rich, so I made a brand. Hooray.
Well, I love that like, brands have low-key started to be like, Sephora demanded we make this product, so we did. Yep. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, cool. Like, let's keep it a stack. Like, well, like I said, like, not that this is groundbreaking, but like, virality is not value.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, like, it is to them.
Just because something's all over TikTok, like, do not take that as it being good. It might be.
Yeah, that's true. But it doesn't mean it's good, it just means it's popular.
Exactly. And like, I also wanna, like, we can connect that to newness as well. Yeah, it's I don't know. Like, I of course I understand the need for a publication to like cover something new.
Yeah.
Like, it's news, fine. But I don't know. It's like,
I think all industries are kind of just catering to the fact that our attention spans are fucking shot. So they either have to make something new or make several new updates to existing things, upgrades. Mm-hmm. And that's how things are sold. Everything, there's like planned obsolescence for everything. And I'm like, well, and that's why we probably won't have a planet in 50 years.
Right. And like from a you know, brand perspective and a marketing perspective, like working for brands that are not newness brands, that are not ColourPop, that don't thrive on a new collection every other week, like it is difficult and a skill to talk about your core collection all year in a way that seems fresh and seems relevant and timely, even though the product came out 3 years ago, you know?
But then, okay, see, I think of like the ColourPops that have the newness, and their formulas are actually very good.
They're good. So, I love ColourPop.
They're affordable and they perform well.
Yeah.
That's kind of it.
Yeah.
It's the sweet spot. But then brands like Jones Road, which have those hockey pucks of colored Vaseline that people fucking go crazy for. I have a couple. They are very nice. But that's their core product, and they don't really do that much marketing about it. I mean, the fact that their foundation, I think, went viral because some person decided to put all of it on her face, got them lip service.
Yeah.
I also think just maybe tinted Vaseline is just forever this, like, Emperor's New Clothes of Beauty.
Yeah.
Like, Glossier, Bobby Brown did it, Glossier did it, Jones Road's doing it. People love tinted goo. Does it do anything? No, but people will love it.
Well, people, I think there's like also a lot of shame in beauty. I think about this all the time.
Yeah.
And like, I think people are, how do I want to say this? Like, we are conditioned to like need to be beautiful, but not to work to be beautiful.
Yes.
No, not to do anything to be, we want it to be effortless. We want it to be, I woke up like this.
Yes.
So, you know.
It's because vanity is still stigmatized.
Exactly. So like, God forbid you put anything on your face.
Yeah.
So I think people love like the no makeup makeup of it all.
It's weirdly valorized.
Because it's like.
For no reason.
Oh, it's effortless. Yeah. And like, it's tinted, it's sheer, but it's like, you're still putting things
it
on.
Just and looks that's like
okay.
Me.
And that's okay.
Yeah. I mean, I love a no makeup look, but at the same time, I'm like, this doesn't make me, in fact, I might be a worse person.
Oftentimes, like, oftentimes when I am wearing a quote, no makeup look, I'm wearing more makeup than I am when
that
I have
too.
Like a
that
big
too.
Pink eye. Yeah. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's not effort. Like, the effort is in the like unclockability. Anyway.
Well, that's the thing. It has to do double duty to put makeup on your face and also trace all evidence of its existence.
Yes. Yes, so. Exactly. Do you know how fucking hard that is? You know how hard it is to look like I'm not wearing any goddamn makeup? God, it takes me twice as long. But also, I think that's like when 2 years ago, when like skin scents were so popular, I think that was sort of like,
it's the similar concept.
Yeah.
I don't want to smell too much, but I just want to be like, this is how I smell naturally.
I want to put something on, but I don't want it to like take up all this space because God forbid you take up any space.
Right. Or like, I don't want it to be like overly noticed or like that I think I'm, it's like tall poppy syndrome. Like, I don't want to stand out.
What?
It's an Australian thing.
Okay. Oh God, you with the Australians.
me and my Australians. You know, you don't want to stand out.
Yeah.
But you do want to smell good and you do want to be noticed for like looking and smelling good.
And you want to go through the ritual of doing
that. Yes. The ritual also. That's like such a huge thing in beauty. Especially now, we got all these fucking gua sha stones and jade rollers. Who has the time?
Me getting face fucked by my TheraFace every night, just beating the shit out of my cheekbones.
Sorry. Wait, is that good? Do I need one?
I am sorry to say it is very good.
Fuck.
For a clencher like me.
Oh,
it is
shit.
Not cheap. I did get it on PR, but it has a couple attachments for massage in it. Massages. It has the electro, what do you call that? Therapy
microcurrent
like a TheraFace.
I'm calling that
like
shit.
A new face.
Yeah.
It has a cleansing head and it has the lights.
The LED shit.
The LED shit with three different settings all in one. That's the core.
Yeah.
For $400, it's a lot of money, but it is.
It's like a Dyson.
I would pay that.
Yeah.
Twice over.
Also, like you could probably use it on other parts of your body too. I didn't mean
vagina.
That as, I didn't use that. I didn't mean that as you. I meant like on your back. Jesus. Oh my God. I'm not a perv, but like.
Sorry to say vagina. Though. It's good.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway.
I love how I was like, I hate when people are like, do I need this? And I literally just said, do I need this?
I was like, hey, do you want to spend $400 to get beat up?
Kind of. Yep. One of my favorite coffee places that I go to. One of the baristas, it's like all run by skater boys, and then I like rolled up and he has like a Theragun. It's like on his leg. I was like, okay.
Wait, this one?
No, not that one.
Okay.
It's a new one. But yeah, I was like, oh, you just have like a Theragun under the counter for like downtime.
That's funny.
It was really funny.
He's foam rolling while he's like, yeah, pulling you an espresso shot.
Yeah. I feel like everyone needs that one disgruntled barista. Like, that's the place.
Totally.
Yeah. Anyway, this episode has gone places.
Should we post this?
Should we? I know. I'm like, should we just...
I think with a heavy edit.
Yeah.
And like a good title.
Yep. That's the key.
I think it's fine.
You just like turn it on and you're like, oh, this is where we're going.
That's true.
This is where we're taking us.
Well, you know, we did have...
We had an idea
and we can save that idea. I think that like, I don't know. And sorry if this was too inside baseball for like those not in the industry, but like this is sort of the BTS, the behind the scenes of like the way that our brains work
chat.
And often how we get to any idea that we have.
Yeah.
And this is just sort of how the industry looks to us right now. And we say that being part of it, you know, and I think we have the privilege of being part of it in the way that we want. We can drop in and pull ourselves out at any time. We're not beholden to like the SEO articles and this and that because we're not on staff anywhere.
Because no one pays us to do this.
Yeah. So I'm sure that there are people listening that's like, well, yeah, of course you feel like that bitch, but I have to write these articles. Yes, shout out to you too. But like, it's just sort of having been around for as long as we have been.
Free yourself.
Being around for as long
release
as we have
your
been,
job.
We've watched things change.
Yeah.
And right now it's just a very odd, it hasn't reached like equilibrium yet.
It's in that percolating phase. Fragrance. I mean, obviously fragrance has been around forever. Even people who don't really participate in beauty that much will participate in fragrance, I feel. But now that it's come at the forefront of this like $1 billion industry, the way it's curious to see the way it's being handled and treated. Because I think people are trying to market it like they do other beauty products.
Yes. I think that's what I was just going to say. Because like, you know, when complexion, when makeup goes viral or not, you know, when makeup trends or whatever, there's a certain way to cover that and show that.
Yeah, yeah.
And when skincare trends, there's a visual component. But when there's, you know, fragrance is a sort of a one sensory thing and it's invisible. So like...
I mean, you can do visuals.
Yes, of course. But like you see a bottle.
Yeah. Or like Boy Smells does really interesting visuals.
But Boy Smells is not a publication. I think I'm talking about like from the editorial of it all.
I see.
Yeah, it's just odd to see these things pop and then the way that they're handled with care or without.
Also because I feel like beauty isn't really considered like journalism. So the benchmark of what's considered acceptable writing is a lot lower than,
I do think
know.
That's changing now though because like... The publications are asking for a lot more, and I mean, as they should be.
Not like better writing, more research, if anything.
Yeah, more research.
Like, kind of subbing in engaging narrative for just like research and stats.
Yeah, I think that's fine. I'm fine with that though, because like frankly, I don't.
At least it's like service oriented. Like at least you're learning something.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Honestly, I don't want to read anything about skincare that wasn't written by an esthetician or a doctor. Like makeup is fine, but like don't tell me about my skin if you don't have a degree.
Fair.
You know.
No, completely.
Like, I feel that way about TikTok. I feel that way about anything. Mm-hmm. Like,
keep your beautiful face to yourself. Right. It's none of my business. Okay.
Okay.
This was a really nice catch up, and.
We hope you enjoyed it.
This is what happens when you go a week without recording / seeing each other.
Sorry to take you down this rabbit hole, but like I feel like we were going somewhere, so we just decided to like follow the carrot. In the meantime, hit our website, smellylater.live. You can leave us a voice note. You can buy our very comfortable merch. You can drop us a line. Follow us on Instagram at smellylater.mp3. You can hit me at TynanBuck.
And I am at SableToothTigra.
And until next time, we will smell you later.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi everyone, this is James and Dan. We are 2/4 of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in 4 dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.